AP Update. I'm Rita Foley. Thousands of people are expected to attend memorials in Copenhagen this evening for the victims of two deadly attacks over the weekend. A gunman opened fire at a free speech seminar and near a synagogue, killing two people. He was later killed in a shootout with a SWAT team. Meanwhile, a Danish court has jailed two men suspected of helping the gunman before he was found by police. AP correspondent Carl Ritter is in Copenhagen.
They are accused of helping him evade authorities and get rid of a weapon during the manhunt that ensued after the first attack against a cultural center in Copenhagen on Saturday. These two men, according to one of the defense lawyers, are not suspected of actually taking part in the terror attacks. They are both pleading not guilty, according to that lawyer.
Meanwhile, Denmark's prime minister says there are no signs that the gunman behind the shooting attacks that killed two people was part of a wider terror cell. AP Update. I'm Rita Foley.